Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, with the August 9th primary date rapidly approaching, news made this week in the Democratic U.S. Senate primary in Wisconsin as not one, not two, but three of the top candidates got out of the race and all threw their support behind Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. We'll hear from two of them. Also, the Republican gubernatorial candidates, all three of them, squared off in a debate at Marquette University in Milwaukee last Sunday night. We've got highlights for you. News made in the 3rd Congressional District campaign this week. We've got audio from WKBT-TV. Wisconsin Public Information Campaign to teach folks about elections is in the offing. And Feed My People Food Bank, doing such a great job in Eau Claire, announces a new executive director. It's all next on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. Yes, not one, not two, but three Democratic U.S. Senate candidates got out of the race this week. The third one to do so on Friday, State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski.
I am a tell-it-how-it-is person, and I take a very common sense approach. And I know that right now what we have to do is we have to get behind Mandela Barnes to defeat Ron Johnson.
But wait, this all started on Monday when Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson got out of the race through his support behind Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. And then later in the week, it happened again when Milwaukee Bucks executive Alex Lazary, you've seen a lot of his ads, he got out of the race saying this.
This campaign wasn't about me. This campaign was about the people of Wisconsin. And it is clear that the best person to be able to defeat Ron Johnson is Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes.
Audio courtesy of WTMJ-TV in Milwaukee. They're political reporter Charles Benson asking Lazary.
Alex, you said you were in it to win it. So after 17 months, how hard was it to say we're not going to go to the finish line?
And look, it was a tough last couple days, coming to the realization and realizing that this just wasn't meant to be. I think what made it easier was knowing the type of person that I was going to get behind.
So a handful of Democratic candidates remain in the race. But listen, Mandela Barnes was the front runner before this and this week. As we've mentioned, not one, not two, but three candidates get out of the race. Tom Nelson, Alex Lazary, State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski. This is all Mandela Barnes cruising towards a very likely, even more likely, primary win coming up on August 9th to set up a showdown with Republican two-term incumbent Ron Johnson in the November 8th general election. Meanwhile, three of Wisconsin's four Republican candidates for governor squared off in a debate this past Sunday, a week ago, at Marquette University in Milwaukee. We've got highlights, starting with Rebecca Clayfish, who was asked a question again by WTMJ-TV's Charles Benson.
You talk about, Ms. Clayfish, about eventually eliminating the state income tax. That's a big number. How would you fill that in to get there?
Right now, you're talking about a $5.4 billion surplus, which is extraordinary. And we have the wherewithal right now to move toward a 3.54% flat tax. That would be our first goal in order to ensure that people are keeping more of their own money to fight this Bidenflation from within their own household budgets. My goal is to eventually eliminate the income tax. That will require some sacrifices in government, but I've already committed to moving state agencies out of Madison and cutting state agencies.
Meanwhile, in Sunday's Republican gubernatorial debate, businessman Tim Michaels touted his leadership skills over those of the current governor.
I'm sure there's a lot of fraud and abuse and inefficiencies in government. I'm going to find them. I know how to do that. So we're going to take a look at all government agencies. I will provide leadership to the Speaker and to the Senate Majority Leader. That's one of the problems that we have right now, and we will get things done. Our biggest problem in Madison is we have Tony Evers as governor right now, and he's been weak from COVID to Kenosha.
Republican State Representative Tim Ramthan commented on abortion.
We need to focus on two critical areas that take away from the abortion element and focus on women's health care. The pregnancy crisis centers across the state can handle additional work, and we should fund them accordingly to address that issue. The other thing I think we need to really emphasize is adoption. Adoption is the option, and we've got to trim back on the bureaucracy around that process, cut down the cost, and accelerate the time so that kids can get with families that want them. Thank you.
Former Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish also commenting on the sanctity of human life.
And as a mom of two daughters, I think it's sick. The anti-feminist myths that Democrats have tried to peddle to women like me for years, that you have to somehow choose between the life of your baby and your own personal success. It's a lie, and Democrats don't get to tell it anymore. Being pro-life means being pro-woman and pro-baby. And as governor, I'm going to make sure that we treat new moms with unexpected pregnancies with empathy and compassion and get them the resources they need.
Meanwhile, businessman Tim Michaels, meanwhile, in Sunday's Republican gubernatorial debate, businessman Tim Michaels discussed problems with education in the Milwaukee school system, the largest in the state.
If MPS was a business, it would be bankrupt. It is completely, utterly failing the students in Milwaukee. We have to do better. We're going to do that through universal school choice. We're going to create more competition. And breaking up MPS, I'm willing to look at that, certainly. Anything that works. Right now, it is a complete disaster. I will work with anybody that will help. The mayor, the county executive, the head of MPS, the superintendents, the administrators, the principals, teachers. And I think a lot of teachers have their heart in and they're working hard. They're being failed by the bloated bureaucracy at MPS. We have to change it. I talked about turning Madison upside down. We are going to certainly turn MPS upside down and completely restructure and get education in Milwaukee headed in the right direction.
Trump endorsed Republican gubernatorial candidate businessman Tim Michaels from Sunday's gubernatorial debate in Milwaukee. Now, in that debate, the three candidates on stage each offered differing positions on the call by some Republicans for decertifying Wisconsin's 2020 presidential election. We start with State Representative Tim Ramthen.
We've got to get this fixed so we can do it right. There's selections, not elections, if we don't get it right. The receipts coming in on the information that supports the fraud happened and the election was manipulated and the outcome was changed continue to come in every day. Special Counsel Gableman has done a very good job. His March 1st report came out. I had provided 71 slides and empirical data prior to that. It's all tied to fact and truth, and it's supported by seven constitutional attorneys and constitutional experts that say we can.
That's State Representative Tim Ramthen. We'll hear more from him on that subject in a moment, but also businessman Tim Michaels offering up this take.
It's not a priority. My priorities are election integrity, crime reduction, and education reform. Right. And then the continuous, always from day one until my last day in office, 4 years or 8 years later, to make sure that we have a robust economy here in Wisconsin. These are the biggest priorities that we have. This is what the governor should focus on. By the time I get sworn in January, we'll have already started the 2024 election cycle. I have to focus on beating Tony Evers this fall, and that's what we're going to do.
And former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish offers up a third take.
I have said in the past that the 2020 election, I feel, was rigged, and I have presented plenty of evidence, including the WEC booting the Green Party candidate off of the ballot before the election ever even occurred. But let me make note that I'm the only one on this debate stage who has actually sued the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And I did it because they were completely lawless in blaming COVID for every behavior they did to skirt the law. That's why, as your governor, I'll abolish the WEC.
On that issue of election integrity, back to State Representative Tim Ramthen, who was asked by Shannon Sims of WTMJ-TV where he's seen fraud.
I will follow up and ask you, the recount in Wisconsin added votes to Biden. So again, can you give us examples where you have seen fraud in this election?
30 seconds.
Mr. You just Ramble. Got 30 more seconds.
Where have we seen fraud?
Yes.
Well, let's start with the most recent action by the Supreme Court when they deemed that when they deemed the drop boxes illegal. It wasn't just for that day on July 8th of 2022. It was back in November 3rd of 2020. So they've been illegal then. They were illegal then. They're illegal now, and they'll be illegal going forward. And there was hundreds of thousands of ballots that were stuffed into those boxes. Now think about this for a second. You got black and white. Now it's all gray. You don't know where the line is between legal and illegal.
All right, we'll leave it at that. Just to set the record straight, the state Supreme Court ruled that the law does not allow drop boxes. They didn't suggest that people who voted that way voted illegally. So let's go to Mr. Michaels and former President Donald Trump. Hey, I'm just telling you what the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled here. So
WTMJ-TV's Charles Benson. Meanwhile, news coming out of Western Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district race this week. On the Democratic side, a very crowded primary to see who will succeed Ron Kind. On the Republican side, Derek Van Orden is running unopposed. And some news reported on in that race by WKBT-TV out of La Crosse.
Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district race is the district most likely to flip in the entire country. That's according to the National Journal's latest power rankings. The report says that Derek Van Orden, who's currently running unopposed in the Republican primary, has a leg up on the Democratic candidates racing to win their own primary. Current Representative Ron Kind is not running for re-election. Kind narrowly defeated Van Orden in the 2020 election and has since endorsed Brad Paff.
The 4 Democrats vying for the chance to square off against Van Orden in the November 8th general election include La Crosse Alderman Mark Newman, former CIA officer and Army Captain Deb McGrath, whose father, Al Baldus, served the 3rd Congressional District prior to Republican Steve Gunderson back into the 70s, into 1980-81, actually. Also, Democratic State Senator Brad Paff, former state ag secretary from Onalaska, who served in the office of Congressman Ron Kind and has been endorsed by Kind. And finally, Eau Claire businesswoman Rebecca Cook. Meanwhile, we learned this week that in the next few months, the Wisconsin Elections Commission will roll out a new public information campaign aimed at teaching people more about how elections work. Among other goals, the initiative will show people how to register to vote, how elections are secured, how to become a poll worker, and what happens at polling places on election days. Riley Vetterkind, the WEC's public information officer, told commissioners last week the project is in response to a steady influx of questions and concerns about the elections process.
A lot of the questions that we've received have been based in misunderstandings about the fundamentals of how elections work. And so in order to address this, we wanted to come up with a project that could help educate the public in a fun and engaging way.
Vetterkind says the first prong of the campaign aims to reach high school students through social studies and civics classes, with the second half aimed at adults through print and broadcast public service announcements. Vetterkind says the initiative is strictly nonpartisan and not a get-out-the-vote campaign.
To the extent that it talks about voter registration is simply in a mechanical way. It's just one important part of the election process. And so I just can't emphasize enough that this is not meant to be a voter registration campaign in any way.
Wisconsin's partisan primary election is August 9th and the general election November 8th. While the deadline to register online for the primary has passed, folks can still register to vote at their clerk's office until August 5th, next Friday at 5 p.m., or they can register in person on Election Day. Bring a photo ID. And finally this week, the board of directors of Feed My People Food Bank Eau Claire announced that Suzanne Becker has been promoted as the new executive director. Becker takes over for Nancy Rankus, who assumed the post in 2020 at the height of the pandemic, steering the organization's response to increased need. Rankus has accepted a position as president and chief executive officer at Riverbend Food Bank in Davenport, Iowa. Suzanne Becker tells WWIB and WOGO.
Having been a part of Feed My People for the past decade, I am proud to work with such a dedicated team of people. I am honored to step into this new role to further grow our outreach and to encourage continued innovation.
Becker says,
we want to make sure that our kids, our seniors, and our families all have the food they need to live healthy lives.
For 15 years, Becker's led efforts to feed our neighbors in need in Eau Claire and surrounding communities. Her most recent role was serving for 10 years as assistant director at Feed My People, and she previously managed one of its largest partner agencies, Trinity Food Pantry, for 5 years. Rankus says that Feed My People's in great hands. She says that Becker's proven ability to collaborate and inspire action among donors, hunger relief partners, volunteers, and staff is evident in the many contributions that she's made over the years. Meanwhile, John Sater, the president of the board of directors of Feed My People, tells Wib Wogo.
Suzanne's 15 years of combined nonprofit leadership and hunger relief insight has poised her to bring a wealth of skills and passion into her new role as executive director. We believe she's well suited to continue growing Feed My People's mission of working to end hunger in its 14-county service area. I also want to thank our outgoing executive director, Nancy Rankus, for her tremendous leadership and to wish her all the best.
Becker will become the 5th director in Feed My People's 40-year history, effective immediately. Rankus is working closely with Becker to ensure a smooth transition. Feed My People Food Bank partners with over 260 hunger relief programs in 14 counties in west central Wisconsin. to help supply food to roughly 64,000 residents who are food insecure. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO. Recapping, changes in the Democratic U.S. Senate primary with three candidates bowing out in the past week, all throwing their support behind Democratic frontrunner Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, setting up a likely Barnes-Ron Johnson showdown for that six-year U.S. Senate seat on the line November 8th. Meanwhile, also, we heard highlights of the Republican gubernatorial debate from this past Sunday in Milwaukee. The National Journal this week ranking Wisconsin's third congressional district race as the most likely House of Representatives race to flip from Democrat to Republican. Also, a Wisconsin public information campaign is slated to teach folks about elections in coming months. And as we closed with, Feed My People Food Bank in Eau Claire announcing their new executive director will be Suzanne Becker. That does it for Chippewa Valley This Week. I'm Mark Halverson, the preceding a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGL Radio. Thanks for listening.